When you get your participating Pepsi and Lay's at Circle K, and you get the chance to win tickets to the 2023 UEFA Champions League final in Istanbul, you feel like this. Get the taste of champions, brought to you by Pepsi and Lay's. Only at Circle K. 21 and older, no purchase necessary. Subject to official rules. Visit ctasteofchampions.com for details. When you get your participating Pepsi and Lay's at Circle K, and you get the chance to win tickets to the 2023 UEFA Champions League final in Istanbul, you feel like this. Get the taste of champions, brought to you by Pepsi and Lay's. Only at Circle K. 21 and older, no purchase necessary. Subject to official rules. Visit ctasteofchampions.com for details.
5 seconds left in the game. Do you believe in miracles? Yes!
It is a great night to be a Mountaineer, wherever you may be.
From the home of the state's land-grant institution, inside the Health Plan Studios, in the Dale B. Miller Building in Morgantown, it's time for the state's most listened-to sports talk show. This is the CityNet Statewide Sports Line. CityNet, go with the experts that know. And now, across the state of West Virginia and beyond, Sportsline is on the air.
It's the 27th day of March. It's a Monday night, and we welcome you into the CityNet Statewide Sportsline. Tony Caridi along with the beloved Coach Greg Hunter. Thanks for being with us. Lots of things going on tonight's program. News, notes, and other kind of things. Coach Hunter spent the good chunk of this day over at the WVU football complex. It was pro day today. Mountaineers trying to catch the eye of NFL people working out, and a couple of former Mountaineers were also there, and they participated in workouts. We'll talk to Coach Hunter about that coming up. Also on the program this evening, we're going to go way back in Mountaineer football lore, and we are going to have a conversation with the author of a book that's being released this month, and you'll start to see it make some news. It is entitled Band of Brothers Then and Now. Band of Brothers Then and Now. It's a Mountaineer football book. And it is about the 1966 through 1970 Mountaineers. So think back to that era. We're talking Jim Carlin as the head coach, Bobby Bowden as an assistant on that staff. It details how these guys all came in together 66. They peaked out in 69, winning the Peach Bowl. And then Jim Carlin leaves, Bobby Bowden takes over, and the relationships that forged with those guys have never gone away. And the author, Frank Fear, will join us in just a couple of shakes. We'll chat with him. Also, on this evening's program, we'll talk about the coaching change at Marshall University on the women's side. We've been talking over the last week or so, speculating over the last week or so as to what would happen at the Marshall coaching job. And as, you know, it first started to trickle out last week, Kim Stevens, the Glenville State coach, was front and center, and then it kind of got quiet, and she, I think, kind of got bummed out that it got out early. And nevertheless, today she was formally introduced as the new head basketball coach at Marshall. Unbelievable successful run that she has had at Glenville last year, as you probably well know, won the national championship. This year, she only returned 10 points from that group per game, and they go to the Final Four. Kim Stevens today introduced her thoughts as to why the Marshall job made sense.
It was always a dream. I had a really good job, and I had a really good situation, and I love Glenville, and it broke my heart to leave there. But I think what's happening at Marshall is something worth chasing, and I've watched the girls, I've watched them on ESPN+, I've been able to kind of follow their journey along, and I know that the talent is there, so I'm really excited to have the opportunity and just to be able to see what I can do in the Sun Belt.
So the next part of that question becomes this one. You just wonder it. And can you play the same style, which is incredibly unique, that you used at Glenville at a higher level? Can you change five at a time? Can you press and can you run? Can you go back and forth?
We're going to see what we can do. I think good coaches adapt to who they have, and we obviously want to play fast. We always want to play aggressive, but I'm going to see what they can do, and I'm going to see how far we can push it and try to put a lot of points on the board.
All right, TBA. She'll give it a look and see if you could do it. I mean, it has not happened at a higher level in a long, long time. I mean, the one that comes to mind as far as just getting up and down and heading toward three digits of scoring per game would have to be Loyola Marymount back in the Paul Westhead days, right?
Absolutely.
But you don't see it.
No, it's unique. But, I mean, we've talked about unique at times being really successful, right? Sometimes it takes being unique if you're not at just a powerhouse with outrageous talent.
We'll see.
Yep.
So we'll see. So congratulations to Kim. Now, that means there is a vacancy within the Glenville State program. Mike Carey last week said he wanted to get back into coaching. Is that a spot for Mike?
Good thought.
Throwing it out there.
Mm-hmm. Not far from where he lives in Clarksburg now. Bridgeport, Harrison County.
Also some speculation. Potentially there could be some movement at the men's program at Glenville State as well. Does that open something up there? Does Mike Carey one way or the other end up there? Who knows? Yeah. 'Tis the season for coaching musical chairs.
Speculation abounds.
We'll see. Some people are conjecturing as to what's going to happen. All right, so there's your basketball fix. We'll get into that, obviously, as the week goes on. Next up, Coach Hunter, did you enjoy workout day?
It's always interesting.
What does that mean?
Well, at least for media guys, there's a lot of sitting around waiting for watching guys run 40s and shuttles and then catch passes. Now, once they actually start some of the drills, that could be interesting. But, I mean, we were there for about 3 hours awaiting all the activity. So, once you got going, it was fine. I thought both Bryce Ford Wheaton and Sam James – in pass-catching drills, made some really nice catches. Now, maybe the most important note was who was throwing them.
I was wondering that, Coach Hunter.
The passes. Well, the guy throwing them the passes was a guy who used to throw them the passes.
Major Harris?
No, not quite that far back.
Jake Kelchner?
No, Jake's selling cabinets in Ohio. it was Jarrett Deggie. Jared obviously finished his career at Troy this past year, and he's worked out at a couple of different pro days around, including at Troy. He also told me he was at UAB, but he asked if he could come to West Virginia too. Just wanting to get looks. I talked to him afterwards, and he said, with so many leagues around, obviously he'd love NFL opportunity, but with so many leagues now, including CFL opportunities, he thinks that there's a chance for him to get a fit somewhere. So he's just trying to get his name, his profile, his performances out there as much as possible at this point in time. There were 29 scouts there, and 29 different teams represented. So I saw there were several from the Steelers and such.
No head coaches?
I didn't see any head coaches. If they were there, I didn't recognize them. But... So, that I found that interesting that Jarrett was there. I talked to him. Again, I've said it before, one of my all-time favorites in terms of just a wonderful person.
Yeah, good kid.
And did well. But so Bryce Ford Wheaton and Sam James there. Now, Sam wasn't invited to the combine. And he admitted he was bummed out by that. He watched it, and, he was happy that Dante Stills and Bryce Ford Wheaton did very well there. But was looking at some of the other guys. I could have done that. I'm better than that guy. So he got his chance today, put out some numbers. Ran a 4.5 40. So good number. Maybe not quite as fast as he probably would have hoped, but certainly reasonable. If he's running 4.7 4.8, that's a problem. But I'd have been stunned if he was, that. Dante and Bryce did not run, because they've already put their times down in the combine. They could have, but there's really no reason for it. I talked to Dante earlier. Said he would do whatever drills the scouts wanted, but the one thing he wanted to redo from the combine was the bench press. He said he was doing the bench press in Indianapolis, he sort of hit the rack as it was going up, stopped his momentum, and he ended up stopping at 20. Today he put up 26.
Okay.
At basically 6'4", 293 pounds. So
pretty good number, huh?
Yeah, good number. And again, you know, some of the on-field drills are on-field drills, but you saw some pass catching opportunities for the wide receiver, and then also for tight end. Brian Pelende was there, and also another guy with a Mountaineer past in Maverick Wolfley. If you remember, Maverick's Morgantown High native, started at West Virginia, his career at West Virginia, real short, went to Akron, and then ended up at a Division II school in Florida. So he back in town, he participated in Pro Day. So there were 9 in all, 7 current Mountaineers, well, 2022 Mountaineers,
right,
involved in it.
So Coach Hunter, this could be your last Pro Day,
yeah,
right?
Well, and that was a discussion that Neil Brown had during his press opportunities earlier in the day, that the Big 12 is going to have their a league-wide Pro Day in Dallas starting next year. And the question was, can you still hold individual Pro Days if you so desire? And while we didn't get a rule that you couldn't, it was eventually found out that anybody that is draft eligible can attend the one in at the Big 12. Because the thought was, okay, the guys that are at the high end, yeah, they'll be able to go. But can X-Ray Lowe and Wesley McCormick and Jaizeer Cox and Parker Grothaus, who participated today, those guys that are a little further down the list, can they attend that, or are they going to get shut out because of this league-wide thing?
Right.
They can attend. The university can send down whoever they want in terms of
you think you waited
draft
today.
Eligible.
You think you waited today. Why don't you go there next year when all those guys are there?
Yeah. So, yeah, it'll be interesting in Dallas once they do that. So the last Pro Day, at least for 3 years, because this is a three-year contract the Big 12 has, to hold a combined combine. So,
interesting. All right. Neil Brown, as I said, addressed media members today. A new face, but an old face, rejoining the Mountaineer football program. We'll talk about that and more. Do stay with us. Rolling ahead here on a Monday night edition of the CityNet Statewide Sports Line.
The most advanced tools in pediatric surgery are the hands of the surgeons at WVU Medicine Children's. The Heart and Neuroscience Centers at WVU Medicine Children's Hospital bring together the medical, surgical, and support services your family needs, making it the premier destination for the diagnosis and treatment of neurological and congenital heart conditions. At WVU Medicine Children's, we will be with you every step of the way. Visit WVUKids.com.
The continually rising cost of a college tuition can be a huge burden on a student and their family, particularly here in West Virginia. Metro News Radio Network, along with their other sponsors, are proud to announce the 2023 West Virginia Scholar Program, which will help change the life of a West Virginia family forever. Any high school junior in West Virginia is eligible to apply, where you could receive a full scholarship, including 4 years of room, board, tuition, and fees at West Virginia Wesleyan College, one of our state's most prestigious institutions of higher learning. If you have a current junior in high school or know someone who does, go to WVMetroNews.com and click on the WV Scholar button to apply now. The application deadline is April 30th. It's easy to apply. Don't miss this opportunity for a full scholarship at one of the best colleges in our state. Apply today at WVMetroNews.com. Remember, the application deadline is April 30th.
We are there for you, to care for you at the Health Plan. We are here for you.
At the Health Plan, we are here for you, and we have been one of the most trusted carriers for over 40 years. Headquartered right here in West Virginia, providing exceptional health coverage and local customer service.
The Health Plan, we are here for you.
From the Health Plan Studios, the CityNet Statewide Sports Line
returns in 2 minutes
on Metro News, the voice of West Virginia. Metro News this morning. The biggest stories from around the state of West Virginia.
When you want them.
Brought to you by Burdett Camping Center. Chris Lawrence at the anchor desk.
We're ready to get your day started in West Virginia with all the information you need.
Carrie Hudasek brings you the day's headlines.
State police are investigating what's believed to be a murder-suicide in Braxton County. Troopers say 41-year-old L'Oreal King and 63-year-old Leo King were found shot on the porch of an Edgewood Acres home in Sutton over the weekend. Both of them were taken to the hospital in critical condition but later died of their injuries.
Kyle Wiggs at the sports desk.
We've got the men's Final Four set. Number 9 seed Florida Atlantic will play number 5 seed San Diego State at 6:10 Saturday. Then another 5 seed Miami will take on number 4 seed Connecticut at 8:50.
And Hoppy Kirchival's daily commentary. Metro News this morning brought to you by Burdett Camping Center. Listen where you get your favorite podcasts and online at WVMetroNews.com.
Weekdays at 3 on Hotline, we talk about what you're talking about in sports, popular culture, tech, and more. We pepper our daily lineup with renowned local and national guests with authoritative perspectives on a wide variety of topics, from high school sports to Hollywood and the financial markets. Every day, Coop and I have irreverent discussions with you using texts and tweets, plus our exclusive content like the Question of the Day, In or Out in Beer Friday. Metro News Hotline, weekdays on Metro News, the voice of West Virginia.
What you need to know today is just a click away. WVMetroNews.com has the latest statewide news stories from the capital city to your hometown. Follow your favorite sports teams from high school to the pros. Hunting and fishing information is always on the outdoors page. And never miss your favorite Metro News program with live streams and archived episodes. Wherever you are in the Mountain State, the information you need is at WVMetroNews.com.
Thanks very much for being with us. New guys, new guys. New three guys. Kind of a new three. You get it. There's a new episode of Three Guys that was released earlier today. If you're a listener, we encourage you to check it out. Sitting at Statewide Sports Line here inside the Dale Miller Building, inside of our Health Plan Studios, the Health Plan providing health coverage options, the most trusted carrier for over 40 years. Okay, so Neil Brown took to the podium today. Hunter was there before Pro Day. One of the announcements that Neil made was that a familiar face is coming back into the Mountaineer football family. Rasheed Marshall is becoming a staff member at WVU.
Rasheed Marshall, we've hired him in a full-time role as the director of player relations. Great player here, obviously. Big East player of the year as a quarterback and fifth-round draft pick. And got to know him over the last 4 years. And he's been involved with different aspects of our fifth quarter program. Been around our guys, done some media things as well. When the job opened up, you know, he expressed interest. And I'm excited. I'm excited to bring him in-house. He's not only been a great player here, he's done really well professionally from Pittsburgh. And he's got a great story. Wanted to be a part of the program. Loves West Virginia and really passionate about developing young people. And so excited to welcome him. Today's his first day.
Boom. So Rasheed Marshall back in.
Thank goodness. And well, the only bad thing is we don't get to deal with Rasheed on the media side of things.
Yeah, he's leaving this illustrious broadcast career that he has put together.
Again, there are very few that is a bigger favorite of, I'm sure, yours and certainly mine than Rasheed, but he's going to be the liaison for the players. So players have whatever, you know, they're academic tutors, but if they need something, Rasheed's the guy they go to. You know, you need to find apartments, Rasheed's the guy to go help. If there are problems academically, Rasheed will put you in touch with the right person. If there's something you need to talk about from the football side of things, Rasheed's there. So he's the liaison right between the players and whatever else is, you know, problem for them or whatever else they need.
Yeah, he really is excited. I talked to him Saturday at practice, and he's really looking forward to doing this. And as Neil just said, had a successful career in the training business, but he just felt called to get back into this world. And with his personality, he will do a fantastic job. Usman Kamara used to have this position, mm-hmm. former player, then he went into this position after he was done playing. He went to Oregon.
Yep.
And so the job was open, and that opened up the door for Rasheed. Meanwhile, Mountaineers back on the field tomorrow. Week number two of spring drills get underway. Neil today asked what he liked and perhaps what he didn't like through the first week of spring practice.
But the offense had a nice day on Tuesday and Thursday. And then on Saturday, I wasn't very pleased with them. We just didn't have the same urgency. And we've got to be able to handle some success. And I thought Tuesday and Thursday were clean from an alignment assignment, but also practice with urgency and with really good effort. And I thought Saturday just didn't meet the standard. It wasn't good enough. Put the ball on the ground. Didn't have the same urgency. Defensively, you know, I thought that Saturday was by far our best day. You know, I thought it was more confident. You know, and it works out that way because you got pads on, right? So you add the physicality aspect that you don't have on Tuesday and Thursday. And for a first day in pads, I thought our guys did a really nice job running to the football and then thudding. It's harder to thud than it is to tackle. And so I thought our guys got in really good position and put the hat on the ball and got the ball out. And that's one thing that we've really talked about is we've got to create some takeaways.
We saw Saturday's practice. And again, a little ragged offensively as you went through some things. But you know, again, just the beginning process for this entire spring.
Neil was asked which players have stood out so far. After Neil gives us his take, we're going to ask Coach Hunter who stood out for him, see if there's any similarities there.
Personnel-wise, I think, like I said, I think it's offensively the guy that stood out a couple of days, Devin Carter. You know, we got a chance to have a real quality running back room. I think Devin Carter, Preston Fox, those two probably the receivers that have stood out thus far. Defensively, Sean Martin has gotten stronger. You can see that. He got some more push. I thought Lee Koba had a nice day on Saturday, which was good to see. And Aubrey Burks is a guy that we have really high expectations for, and not only on field production-wise, but from a leadership standpoint. And I think he's off to a good start.
Hunter.
Well, the guy he named first was the guy that jumped off the page at you. He went up for a one-handed catch along the sideline that's as pretty as you'll
see. Visitor's sideline, Coach.
Yes, yeah. Visitor's right in front of Johnny Majors in his second return. you know, that's as nice a catch as you'll see anywhere, anytime. And, you know, again, one catch, but he showed a couple of times, they've talked about him even the times we haven't been there as the media to watch practice, that he's made some plays. And, you know, obviously that's huge because the guys we were talking about in Pro Day, they're gone. And West Virginia's wide receiver room is really, really thin of experience.
Right.
And he's a guy that hasn't played here, but he's played a lot of Power 5 football when he was at NC State. He needs to be that number one receiver and that huge threat. And what I've seen, again, very limited time, he's got that ability. I don't know if he's a blazer. Can't tell that yet, but he made catches.
Probably not a blazer. Probably more of a just a big, strong guy. You can just go get the ball.
6'3", 215. And go up and catch it.
Yeah.
So
that one super catch that he had, mm-hmm. I was on that same sideline. So, like, I was screened by players because you're looking down, mm-hmm. screened by players, and you can kind of see his arms go up, and you see the angle, and you see, like, thing, and you're going, like, did he catch that? Then the next thing you see is the official running up the sideline, waving it in. Like, yep. It's a good catch. And we're like, whoa. It's a big boy catch.
Yeah, very nice. So, again, it's too early. I mean, even Neil said it's too early to start making judgments on individuals just yet. But some of the things that Devin Carter has done jump out at you really, really quick.
Two new assistants on staff, Bilal Marshall and Blaine Stewart. And Neil's early thoughts on what he's seen from those two newcomers.
Both add kind of a jolt of energy. They fly around on the practice field. Both of them are young, so they really relate well with the players. Both of them are going to be elite recruiters in time. It's going to take them a little bit to get used to it. They both got elite characteristics to recruit, and they're both good teachers. I always think it's, you know, no different than any other profession, who you come up under and you rub off or you kind of follow what their direction was. They've been under some really good people. So both of them have benefited from that. And I think it showed in the media. I kind of watched what both of them did on Saturday. You can see it. I thought they did a nice job with you all. They got good give and take. They have original ideas. They're not scared to speak up. And both of them bring something to the table to help us offensively.
All right, Neil Brown on his two new assistants. One guy we haven't spoken about is, speaking of newcomers, you mentioned Devin Carter as a wide receiver. Cole Taylor, the LSU transfer at tight end, early report.
Last year, we had the ability to run the ball. We didn't take advantage of that as well as we should have, meaning some movement in the pass, getting the tight ends in the flats, or using the tight ends vertical off some run action pass stuff. We just didn't do a good enough job of that. So Cole's background, he played receiver in high school. I mean, he was a kind of a slot receiver. He's got a basketball background. He's long. I mean, you've seen him. He's 6'6 plus. And so he's open. I call it open by birth. You know, he's got a distinct advantage over the people, linebackers and safeties he's playing. And a lot of that times it's 4 and 5 inches, right? And so that's why we brought him here. We brought him here because we thought he'd be an able blocker and we'd be able to put him in positions where he could help us in the run game, but then to give us a vertical threat downfield and a guy that we could throw the ball to and he could make a play after the catch. And so that's the reason he's here. You know, it's up to us to make sure we put him in those situations where he can be successful.
There you go. Neil Brown today at the podium, and that was preceding the NFL. Mm-hmm. Pro Day for the Mountaineer players. Tomorrow, West Virginia back out onto the field, and then instead of Thursday this week, they're going to go Friday, Saturday, because Friday, Saturday works out better. They've got the coaches clinic. Annual yep. High school coaches come in, whoever comes in, and get some small college guys too, I think, as well. So that'll be Friday and Saturday, and I think they're going to scrimmage in full go on Saturday.
Yeah, that's the next big one. But, yeah, as you said, Tuesday, Friday, Saturday this week with the coaches' clinic kicking off on Friday. So they're into it now. I mean, gears going on. And like I said, sounds like Saturday is planned for a full-scale scrimmage.
Yep. We invite you to stay tuned. We've got more coming up when we come back. Speaking of Mountaineer football, we're going to go back deep into Mountaineer history. New book coming out on the Mountaineers, who had an incredible run late 60s to 1970, The Band of Brothers. It's a book that's coming out. We'll talk with the author, Frank Fear, when we return. Stay with us. More coming your way. CityNet, Statewide Sports Line.
With the passing of the bomb cyclone during Christmas, there were widespread electric outages across the country and repeated calls from power companies to conserve energy. Energy regulators have been warning grid operators and the Biden administration that we're removing too much coal and baseload generation from our nation's power grid. Fortunately, here in West Virginia, with our vast coal reserves and 8 modern coal-fired power plants, we enjoy the most secure and safe electric system that exists anywhere in the world. Unlike other places that rely on higher percentages of renewables and expensive natural gas, West Virginians can rest in the comfort of our warm homes as our iPhones, computers, and even electric vehicles remain fully charged. West Virginia Coal has been called upon time and time again to respond to national crises. Looking forward, if our surrounding states experience rolling blackouts or power shortages, West Virginia will be on standby to send emergency rations of coal by wire to keep them warm and safe. Thank goodness for West Virginia Coal. This message brought to you by the Friends of Coal.
A lifetime warranty for your RV? Yes, Burdett Camping Center has West Virginia's only RV warranty for life. The warranty with no deductible, no maximum term, and it pays 100% of all parts and labor. Just buy your new RV from Burdett Camping. The warranty is totally free, and it covers everything from brake and suspension systems to AC, appliances, and even door handles. True peace of mind forever. Don't throw your money away. Get RV warranty for life only at Burdett Camping Center. BurdettCamping.com.
Think your business is too small to be targeted by hackers? Think again. We all hear about the hacks at big companies, but mostly cyber attacks and ransomware threats hit small businesses like yours. These malicious cyber attacks can have a devastating effect on your business, your customers, and your reputation. There's never been a more important time to secure your business technology. Take the first step and call CityNet, West Virginia's trusted technology partner, at 844-CityNet, online at citynet.net.
Live from the Health Plan Studios, the CityNet Statewide Sports Line returns in 2 minutes on Metro News, the voice of West Virginia. Metro News this morning, the biggest stories from around the state of West Virginia. When you want them. Brought to you by Burdett Camping Center. Chris Lawrence at the anchor desk.
We're ready to get your day started in West Virginia with all the information you need.
Carrie Hudasek brings you the day's headlines.
State police are investigating what's believed to be a murder-suicide in Braxton County. Troopers say 41-year-old L'Oreal King and 63-year-old Leo King were found shot on the porch of an Edgewood Acres home in Sutton over the weekend. Both of them were taken to the hospital in critical condition but later died of their injuries.
Kyle Wiggs at the Sports Desk.
We've got the men's Final Four set. Number 9 seed Ford Atlantic will play number 5 seed San Diego State at 6:10 Saturday. Then another 5 seed Miami will take on number 4 seed Connecticut at 8:50.
And Hoppy Kirchhoff's Daily Commentary. Metro News This Morning, brought to you by Burdett Camping Center. Listen where you get your favorite podcasts and online at WVMetroNews.com.
Weekdays at 3 on Hotline, we talk about what you're talking about in sports, popular culture, tech, and more. We pepper our daily lineup with renowned local and national guests with authoritative perspectives on a wide variety of topics, from high school sports to Hollywood and the financial markets. Every day, Coop and I have irreverent discussions with you using texts and tweets, plus our exclusive content like the Question of the Day, In or Out in Beer Friday. Metro News Hotline, weekdays on Metro News, the voice of West Virginia.
What you need to know today is just a click away. WVMetroNews.com has the latest statewide news stories from the capital city to your hometown. Follow your favorite sports teams from high school to the pros. Hunting and fishing information is always on the outdoors page. And never miss your favorite Metro News program with live streams and archived episodes. Wherever you are in the Mountain State, the information you need is at WVMetroNews.com.
Back, everybody. Sitting at Statewide Sports Line rolls on. Tony Caridi along with the coach, Greg Hunter. Reminder, if you've been vaccinated against COVID-19 but have not gotten a shot in the past several months, you probably are due for an updated protection. Even if you've had COVID before, it's still important to get the updated Omicron COVID-19 shot. Find out if you or your loved ones are due for the COVID-19 shot. Use the due date calculator, which is available at vaccinate.wv.gov. That is vaccinate.wv.gov. It's mentioned earlier that there's a new book out about Mountaineer football. And there have been many through the years, particular eras. Latest one is called Band of Brothers, Then and Now, the inspiring story of the 1966 through 70 WVU football Mountaineers. The author, Frank Fear, joins us on the CityNet Statewide Sports Line. Frank, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Tony. Thanks for having me on.
It's our pleasure. Okay, so let's jump in here. The seed to write this book began how and when?
Well, you know, it had a number of chapters to it. When I was a student at West Virginia, really by dumb luck, got a call from the football office and had an opportunity to help Coach Bowden in recruiting, talking with recruits about academics at West Virginia. I never played the game, so I could talk about academics. And I was very impressed with the coach and his staff and the incoming players that I met. And then flash forward, I'm not a sports writer. I'm a professor emeritus from Michigan State University. After I went to Michigan State after graduating from West Virginia and then Iowa State. But I really never lost my love for sports. I wrote for the local paper when I was growing up in Batavia, New York, not far from where you grew up, Tony,
yeah,
in Lockport, and continued that at St. John Fisher College, again, not far from where you went to school at Syracuse. And was a sports editor and worked for the sports information director at that time, but didn't go into sports writing. Went into sociology instead and went to Michigan State. But when I retired, I'm retired now, I really wanted to get back to that. And I've been doing it for about the last 8 or 9 years. So to get to your question, I wrote a couple of articles about WVU. One was about Jim Braxton, and who was then and still is my favorite, most favorite college player. He and Kirk Gibson are the two players that just stand above others from my perspective. And
yeah,
that article about Jim Braxton started rolling around the players from that era. And one of them contacted me Bob Zatelli, who was a lineman. He's from Pittsburgh, a lineman on the especially on the 1970 team. And we got to talking, and one of the things we talked about is, do you think guys would be interested in talking? Is there something more here than just an article? That was 2 years ago. And one thing led to another, and I got a chance to meet the guys because I was a fan in the stands. My wife, Kathy, is a WVU alum, too. We were just fans in the stands, and I didn't know any of these players.
Yeah.
I knew the coaching staff and Coach Bowden. I never met Coach Carlin. But it evolved, and there you have it.
Yeah.
After 2 years, there's a book.
Hey, let me ask you an off-the-topic question. Are you on a speakerphone right now?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, if you could, it'd be wonderful to hear your dulcet tones straight into the receiver there.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll be better. Frank, so you do all these interviews. You don't, if you kind of operate like the way we do, you don't know what your story is really until you start to do the interviews. And then you have this aha moment. What was the evolution of what this book became?
Yeah, that is the question, Tony. Spot on. I thought it was going to be a football book, capital F, football, and that the focus would be on the great games, you know, the how the team was built, how Coach Carlin came in from Georgia Tech and built the program, because he had no background at WVU. Red Brown hired him out of Georgia Tech. He worked, he played under Bobby Dodd and then coached under Bobby Dodd. So I thought there was going to be football stories, et cetera. And there were. But what really grabbed me was this book is very much a book about leadership. It's about character. It's about how you build a large football program is a large organization. Carlin was a master of it. And Bobby Bowden, who highly relational, he kept, you know, the relationships with those players lasted literally until the day he died. And so it really is a book about as much about football. There's a lot of football stories in there. It's a lot about those seasons, but it's also about character. The incredible, I call it moral leadership, the incredible character of that coaching staff and how that, I don't want to use the word infected, but how it spread to the players. And it was very clear to me from the very beginning that that coaching staff had a tremendous influence on the personal and moral development of those players. They talk about it. They give examples. And you can see it to this day. They're in their mid-70s. Just incredible. You know, a footnote to all of this, and I include this a lot in the book, is that it shows you can win and also be high character and, you know, connect what higher education is all about with a college football program. On that 1970 team, you probably know this, Tony, there were three coaches on that team who eventually were inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame because of the success they had on the field. You know, Frank Cicnetti got into the College Football Hall of Fame, Bobby Bowden, obviously, and Chuck Clausen. And when you look at the records of those three guys, when you look at what, obviously, we know what Bobby did at Florida State after he left West Virginia, but you look at what Clausen did at Indiana University of Pennsylvania and then at Carnegie Mellon, and you look at what Cicnetti did at Indiana University of Pennsylvania. I mean, those guys won 80% of their games. And so, you know, I don't know. It's something I have to research. If there's any other university college football program that at one time had three future College Football Hall of Fame staff members. It, to me, it was amazing. But I think that's the quality. And the last thing I'll say about this was, I was so impressed and still am and have a lot of pride as a WVU alum. The administrative leadership going back to the 50s with Legs Hauling as athletic director and then Red Brown.
Right.
Great athletes and coaches in their own right and tremendous leaders when you think of people like those two and also Freddie Shouse, who came back to Morgantown from the Lakers to be athletic director and a great coach. Basketball coach he was. I mean, I was so impressed by the leadership, not only of the coaches on the field, but also in the athletic department.
So, Frank, you said it's not a book of just stories, but I'm sure there are a bunch of really good stories. Give me one or two that really stand out to you.
The one story that I'll share. That's a great question, Coach. Is and it goes back to the character and the connection that Bobby Bowden had with the players until the very end. And one of the defensive linemen on the teams back then, a fellow West Virginian by the name of Danny Wilfong from Parsons, West Virginia, up in the Eastern Panhandle. Danny didn't expect to come to West Virginia. He was going to go someplace else, and his father said, "You're going to WVU, and you're going to make it or you're not. But you can't let this pass. You got to do it. Now go." And he did. He followed what his father said, and he came in as a walk-on. And anybody who knows anything about walk-ons, it's not easy. And a lot of them don't ever expect to make the varsity, but Danny did, and he became a defensive lineman. I remember watching him play when I was at my old Mountaineer Field. And he, among many others, developed a relationship that persisted with Bobby Bowden. And one of the things that, and I could answer with a bunch of stories, but one of the things that Danny told me, was that Bobby Bowden took him aside. He went down. Danny went down to visit him in Tallahassee. At the end of his experience, Bobby's experience at FSU, and it wasn't easy. We know his departure from Morgantown wasn't the easiest, and neither was it at FSU. And he made the point. He said, you never know the price you're going to have to pay for holding these high-level positions, very public positions, until you pay them. And the point is, you've got to have this fire in the belly, because in a way, even, he was a coach at West Virginia, but you never know it until you actually do it and you learn the price you have to pay. And Danny closed the story by talking about, in a way, we were all his soldiers. And Bobby was on a crusade, and we were with him all the way. And the level of love, the love that these players had, not only for Bobby Bowden, but Jim Carlin, who was very different, CEO type, very structured, no nonsense. The love these guys had for both of those head coaches and the assistant coaches, too, that could go down one after the other, just absolutely blew me away.
Yeah.
Just absolutely blew me away.
We're talking with Frank Fear, author of The Band of Brothers, detailing the exploits of Mountaineer football 1966 through 1970. Book is ready for release now. Frank, you guys are coming into West Virginia. I say you guys, several members of this team are coming in for the spring game. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're going to be organizing now. We've got a national book launch that will be held in Charleston on Thursday the 20th.
Okay.
At the Bullock Distillery.
I did see that. You're going to be drinking bourbon there. Okay, I got it. Yeah, I saw that. And that's the 21st. That's the 20th. 21st is a Friday.
And then coming up for the spring game. Yeah.
Okay, if people want to get a hold of the book now or order now, what do we need to do?
Well, it's available for pre-ordering. It's going to be released on the 11th of April. They can go to their local bookstore, support local mainstream street bookstores, or they could go online and they could buy it from literally everywhere: in Amazon, Books a Million, Barnes and Noble, you name it. And if they go to, we have a web page that's at called The Sports Column. I serve as the managing editor of that. And if they go there, they will see a promo page for the book, and it will explain everything, including where they can buy it. They can actually click right on that website, and it'll take them to an online site. And it's available in three versions. There's an e-version, a paperback version, and a hardback version. And they can... We encourage people to place pre-orders now, And then the ebook will be available for downloading right at the on the 11th. And then paperback and hard copy will ship starting on April 11th.
All right, very good. So we'll, as that gets closer, we'll let we'll remind people that are coming in for that week. Well, very good. We wish you the very best, and look forward to meeting you when you get into Morgantown in person next month. Thanks so much, Frank. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Tony. Really appreciate it.
All right, you bet. There he is, Frank Fear, and that book, and you can pre-order right now, as he said, The Band of Brothers, Then and Now, Mountaineers from 1966 through 1970. We've got a break to take. We do invite you to stay tuned. More coming up here, sitting at Statewide Sports Line.
The weekend's almost here.
Pontoon boating is a great way to spend your summer with your family and friends. And now is the time to buy. Lou Wendell has just received a new shipment of boats, so get in while the selection is still good. 418 First Avenue in St. Albans. Come in and pick out your new pontoon boat today. LouWendellMarineSales.com.
The weekend's almost here.
Lou Wendell Marine Sales. We furnish family fun.
Quitters don't win unless you're talking about tobacco, cigarettes, chew, and vaping. All are bad for your health. Regardless of what they say, RAIDS is working hard across West Virginia to clear the air when it comes to lies about big tobacco. Start a RAIDS crew and spread the word to help others kick the habit. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or visit RAZEWV.com for more information.
What is community risk reduction, or CRR as you've probably heard it? Community risk reduction means checking your smoke alarms to make sure they're working properly. It means having a plan in case of an emergency. It means being vigilant and checking on your neighbors. Community risk reduction is not a new program. It's a mindset change. If it's predictable, it's preventable. The CRR approach increases public safety because of the collective work with the community to understand, assess, and provide inclusive solutions to community safety issues. Brought to you by the Office of the State Fire Marshal.
Glad I'm home. Oh no, I forgot the milk, bread, the kids' notebooks, and all of this stress has given me a headache. Guess I'd better add Tylenol to that list.
Ever find yourself in that situation? Call Fruth Pharmacy. Fruth has improved online ordering. Every item has an image and a clear description so you can see, search, and know exactly what you're getting. Fruth also has curbside pickup. Visit our website or give us a call, and we'll get your items ready and bring them out to your car. Let us help ease the stress and the headaches. Fruth, your hometown family pharmacy.
Live from the Health Plan Studios, the CityNet Statewide Sports Line returns in 2 minutes on Metro News, the voice of West Virginia. Metro News this morning, the biggest stories from around the state of West Virginia.
When you want them.
Brought to you by Burdett Camping Center. Chris Lawrence at the anchor desk.
We're ready to get your day started in West Virginia with all the information you need.
Carrie Hudasek brings you the day's headlines.
State police are investigating what's believed to be a murder-suicide in Braxton County. Troopers say 41-year-old L'Oreal King and 63-year-old Leo King were found shot on the porch of an Edgewood Acres home in Sutton over the weekend. Both of them were taken to the hospital in critical condition, but later died of their injuries.
Kyle Wiggs at the sports desk.
We've got the men's Final Four set. Number 9 seed Ford Atlantic will play number 5 seed San Diego State at 6:10 Saturday. Then another 5 seed Miami will take on number 4 seed Connecticut at 8:50.
And Hoppy Kirchival's daily commentary. Metro News this morning brought to you by Burdett Camping Center. Listen where you get your favorite podcasts and online at WVMetroNews.com.
Weekdays at 3 on Hotline, we talk about what you're talking about in sports, popular culture, tech, and more. We pepper our daily lineup with renowned local and national guests with authoritative perspectives on a wide variety of topics, from high school sports to Hollywood and the financial markets. Every day, Coop and I have irreverent discussions with you using texts and tweets, plus our exclusive content like the Question of the Day, In or Out in Beer Friday. Metro News Hotline, weekdays on Metro News, the voice of West Virginia.
What you need to know today is just a click away. WVMetroNews.com has the latest statewide news stories from the capital city to your hometown. Follow your favorite sports teams from high school to the pros. Hunting and fishing information is always on the outdoors page. And never miss your favorite Metro News program with live streams and archived episodes. Wherever you are in the Mountain State, the information you need is at WVMetroNews.com.
All righty, welcome back in, everybody. CityNet Statewide Sports Line from the Health Plan Studios. Text line is open at 304-TALK-304. So news coming out today that Texas finally has named Rodney Terry as the school's new head basketball coach. He had been serving in the interim tag since December and the Chris Beard incident, which eventually led to Chris Beard's termination. A lot has happened since then, right? Think about that. Chris Beard got fired in December. He's already found a new job at Ole Miss. And in the meantime, Texas has not done anything up until today with Rodney Terry. He leads the team into the Elite Eight. They let one get away yesterday that could have got him into the Final Four. That will leave a scar on the collective Longhorns conscience. Or I guess if you're talking about the Longhorns, it's a brand. It's a brand that you will never lose from your hide when you're up like that, the way that they were. But Miami came back and they win the game. So Rodney Terry's in as the head coach at Texas. One of the questions we discussed on Three Guys before the game today was this one. Grade the Big 12's performance in the NCAA tournament. As I said during the show today, we've said and said and said all year long, right? Best league is the Big 12. Best league is the Big 12. Well, there's no Final Four Big 12 teams. It was close. I mean, potentially, right? You could have had two.
Yep.
But you got two into the Elite Eight. So you had seven teams go in. Seven out of 68 teams in the field, roughly 10%. You had two in the eight, which is 25%. 25% of your teams were in the Elite Eight, but you're not going to have any in the Final Four. Coach Hunter, old school, A, B, C, D grade. Grade it.
C.
Oh, that's hard.
You think you gave it a better grade?
I want B+. B+. You had two in the eight. I mean, you had two in the Elite Eight.
Everybody thumped their chest so much about how it was the best league through the regular season, and there's no doubt it was. And I didn't think it was a bad, NCAA performance, but it didn't live up to what the regular season had been. So
you wanted the old school 1980s. Big East, three of the four teams in the Final Four from the Big East. That's what you wanted?
Two would have been great. One, I think, would have upped it a letter grade, in my opinion. Certainly at least a letter.
Okay, so let's just, for the heck of it. Now, we're talking about two different things here. So you really can't grade a conference based upon just one tournament when these are one-game sets. If these were best out of threes, then you'd have a better, you could really make a stronger claim that which league is the best. But these are one-shot deals. But if you had K-State and Texas getting ready to go to the Final Four, what would the grade have been?
It takes you two letters up from mine.
It goes to an A plus,
yeah,
wouldn't it?
Yeah, it should. But you know what Power Five league gets a better grade? I mean,
they don't.
Miami is the only Power Five league team in the Final Four, and they're from the seventh rated league in the country this past year.
Think about this one. You may or may not have seen this yesterday. Of the four teams going to the Final Four this week, one was in the preseason top 25. One. It was San Diego State.
Yeah.
And they were in the middle, 15, 16, 17, 18, I forget what it was. One were in the preseason.
That's it. Connecticut and UConn were not
there. And like the first time since seeding, There's no McDonald's All-Americans in the Final Four.
So there were you're only a couple in the top 50, yep. None in the top 30 in the NBA.
Times
draft
are changing.
Rankings.
New world. Yep. See y'all. Be good.
From the Health Plan Studios, the CityNet Statewide Sports Line is an exclusive production of the Metro News Radio Network. All rights reserved.